Blackstone Publishing presents Callum's Mission by Donald L. Robertson. This book is read by Alex Boyles.
1. The tall man sat erect on the back of the big roan Appaloosa, leading a buckskin mule. Sweat rolled down from under his gray hat and across a broad forehead, eventually reaching the wrinkles at the corners of his light blue eyes. A warbler intoned his intermittent song, while a mockingbird, sitting on a limb above the rider's head, joined in. Callum Jeremiah Logan was excited. His stern face didn't reflect it, but he felt it in his heart. He was nearing home. The thick hardwood forest thinned, suddenly opening to a small town with a wide main street. Oak and hickory trees surrounded the little town of Limerick, Tennessee. Not much happened here, as Callum could attest, since he had grown up no more than 10 miles away. Today, though, people crowded the opposite end of the normally calm street. Callum walked the Appaloosa toward the crowd. He heard someone yell, "Leave the boy alone!" The sound of blows being hammered home carried to him. As he reached the edge of the crowd, he saw what the spectators were watching. 4 grown men were attacking a boy of 16, though he did look older. The boy's knuckles were bloody, along with his shirt, but none of the other 4 had gone unscathed. Each was bleeding from the battle. Callum knew the boy was 16 because he was his younger brother, Brett. Blood streamed from his nose, but he was still on his feet, serving whoever came within range. Callum loosed his lariat from the piggin string on his saddle, making a loop while walking Shoshone, his Appaloosa, toward the fight. He dropped the mule's lead rope and rode into the crowd. The spectators separated, giving the rider on the big horse ample room. He rode to the nearest man, slipped his boot out of the stirrup, and kicked him with the heel of his boot, striking him in the back of his head. He dropped, like someone had hit him with an axe handle. Callum tossed the loop over another of the men and jerked hard, yanking him off his feet and into the dirt. After dallying the rope around his saddle horn and dropping to the ground, he disregarded the man. He knew his horse. Shoshone would maintain a tight rope, keeping the man on the ground. The remaining 2 men, shocked, stood with their hands hanging to their sides. Brett walked up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?